Greetings and love, Baba Boom, questa è la radio e siamo qua pronti per iniziare la programmazione e vogliamo incominciare con un grande momento. Yes, Baba Boom people, reggae people, we have the pleasure of having here General Levi, yeah? General Levi is in the area, right here, so. E avremo adesso un'intervista esclusiva direttamente con lui, quindi Baba Boom avvicinatevi, perché sarà una ventina di minuti in cui ci parlerà della sua storia, della sua carriera, della sua ispirazione. Baba Boom, yes, are we ready? General Levi, reggae icon, reggae legend, right here in the place. Yes, Papa, blessed love, see? Aye.
Yes, give thanks for the time. First question for you. You were born in and grew in Northwest London, which is like reggae HQ. So tell me about that. Could anything have stopped you from being in music?
I was born in Northwest London, which is a headquarters. Like Jetstar Records was based in Northwest London, so we always had a good input of reggae music from Jamaica. My mum used to work at Jetstar as a secretary in the 70s. So I know reggae music is always the heart of Harlesden. You have different sections of London. You have East London, you have South London, you have West London and North London. But Harlesden had the most Jamaicans. So that's where I grew in for the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. I don't live in Harlesden now, but I'm in Harlesden every few days to get my high grade.
Nice. So I'm going to play a tune first of all. This is one tune where you and some friends went to the studio. I think it's a special tune. So let's hear what you think of this.
Okay. So all young girls, kiddos, come on around the road. General Levi and Trinidad, they're alive again for the people. And see, I'm going to walk in a love. I'm going to hurry love. We're fluent in a love. Step up.
Pull up. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Junior Dan. My singer on this track here.
So all young girls,
passed away recently. Still in our minds and our hearts. General Levi alongside Junior Dan. First jungle tune. And big up Jazz One. Jazz One don't live with him.
For real.
Big up Junior Dan. Rubber Ranks. Music Street. Big up Jazz Ward. Old school. 1987. Yeah, early General Levi's tunes, 1987, before some of you were born. Yeah, we used to mash up stage shows, big up Shinola's, big up Podium, big up Trends, you know, big up Night Moves. We do them these songs in these clubs in London. Night Moves, Shinola's, Podium, them tune, they mash up them club there.
Yeah, well, thank you. And as you say, rest in peace, Junior Dan passed away recently. And big up Jazz Ward, as you mentioned, and Robert Ranks. Yeah, so this next tune, if I'm not wrong, you won an award for. Was it a British Reggae Award that you won? This one.
Heat for the girl with the sexy physique, and you know, say you look sweet every day of the week, man. Gentlemen, leave it back on the street, and the girl when come with a brand new technique and brand new release. All the girls, skin out, watch out, pick up. to the girls who put up a shape, set on the cell straight, cause I eat
in the place. All the girls who put up a shape, set on the cell straight, cause
I eat in the place. Watch out. For the girls who sweet and unique, for the girl with the sexy physique, because she like how me do it. She does that ball fit, it's not repeat me.
You have the heater, turn on the heater, let me increase the fever. Me and the DJ will rise, get big, the temperature hotter than the pepper where you put in at the pizza.
Mode fire lyrics like an AK reforester.
Lyrics them a show one like fucking a show one lava.
And when it comes down to lyrics, tell them I leave it, it's for lava.
Yeah, but you're doing
chillin'. Leave it off a cater.
Yeah.
God damn it, me hot number, me cry.
For the girls so sweet and unique. Now you're up on the beach. Yo, that was my first number one song in UK.
So you can already hear your signature style there, and you can almost kind of, it almost feels like you're straining to be on a jungle rhythm right there. So tell me about how you developed your signature style and your techniques.
I developed my style basically with my brethren. Then we were hanging out and everybody had to have their own style. So I had my own style. One day I was in my brethren's yard, Desmond, R.I.P. Desmond. Desmond Wade, R.I.P. And I come off with the style and we made a tape. And when we heard back the tape, I was chatting a style and I kind of put the... I made a mistake, you know, it was like a mistake. But every mistake is a style.
Every spoil is a style, yeah. All right, well, I'm going to hand the microphone to Ras Julia while I cue up the next two tunes. He's going to ask you some questions of more spiritual matter.
Yes, I give thanks, Papa, for your presence here. It's a honor still. Yeah, it's a joy to have you here. So I would be interested in hearing, growing up, gravitating around Rastafari and the liberty and the people. So what can you tell us about those days there? You can name people, you can name places where you're hanging around, just the vibe gravitating around the Rastafari.
Yes, man. Big up Boopy Black. I don't know why Boopy Black come from my head right there, so. How's then? Northwest 10, we had Hawkeye Record Shop, which is a record shop that sells vinyl for like 60 years. You have Jetstar Records, the distributor. And every summertime when we grow up, we have Park Dance in Stonebridge Park. And you get High Chest Sound, you get Yardman Sound. Google these sounds, Yardman. Volcano, you get High Chuss, and Min Emotions Sound, and Tipper Tone. And these sounds is where we grew up listening to in our community. So reggae music and Rastafari was always a part of the liberty, because some of the sessions them in the summertime in the park, it was controlled by the Rastaman them. Yeah, and them set up the whole thing, you know how it go. The bar led them, you know what I mean? Rastaman them set up the things. So we always have a respect for Rastafari. I used to go to clubs like Coliseum in Harlesden, clubs like Tavistock in Harlesden, clubs like Hilltop, which was a ghetto club in Stonebridge. And that was my, and Coffers in Chorkill. You have People's Club, Paddington, you know? So, and one time I saw Saxon Sound in Factory. They did a live album called Coughing Up Fire, which was in Factory, and I was in the front. If you look on the cover of the album with Muscleheads picture, you see me in the crowd. Yeah. So we always grow up around reggae music. It was nothing. It's just normal vibes. Many Jamaicans, many Africans, Trinidadians, many islands. But you see, reggae music was the heartbeat of Harlesden, because we had Jetstar. So you would see, you might see Dennis Brown walking up the road, Gregory Isaacs walking up the road, many artists you'd see walking to go to Jetstar to get their money, Alton Ellis, see them in the weed house. You understand? Yeah, man, you're going to the weed house to buy a weed and you see Alton Ellis sit down there, you know what I mean? Wow. You know what I mean? It's the kind of way we grow up. Gregory Isaacs, you know, I grow around. The scene is normal when Arrows came to Harlesden in 1986. Arrows did a big show in the park in the summertime, and had Cutty Ranks, had Professor Nuts, Chicken Chess, Shaka Shamba, and Leroy Gibbons. Yeah, And that was a big moment for the ends. It's about 1986 where we get them meditation there, 86. So I grew up in a very musical area. Reggae music was very strong. Sound system culture was very strong. We had Volcano Sound, UT General, Bubbler Ranks, and Yardman Sound, Slim Jim, and Digo D. These are people you don't even know about, but these are the backbone. If you Google Yardman Sound, you hear some 1984, 83, Harlesden, Church Road. Them man, they control that area there. So it is natural.
Well, give thanks for taking us in those places, in those years. So my next question now is more on a social level. How do you think that reggae music, ragamuffin and ragga influenced the street and the youth, the life of the generations throughout the years? Because the eye have seen many, many generations passing through. Because the eye doesn't come like a young man, you know? So you're a veteran in the scene. So what do you think? How do you think the music has affected the life of the younger generation? Our music, reggae roots, ragga, ragamuffin. Give thanks.
Yes, man. Reggae music, Rastafari, has been like, it gives us guideline, morals, and principles, and values. It gives us a script where we know what we follow. You understand? So when you're growing up, reggae music, you have certain things where we don't do, and certain things where we do. We ganja, our sacrament. Natural from the earth at the meditation, but enough things were Rastafari, and you don't have to have locks to be Rasta. It's a spiritual thing. It's an ancient spiritual thing where you follow a certain pattern. And I find some of the youths nowadays don't follow no rules. They don't have no respect for the one thing. We respect our elders because we learn from the elders, because your elders teach the youths, and we're always kept that connection, you know, that was always, you pass the baton to me and I pass it to you, you know. So this is how it was when we grow up, and this is how it's different now. I find the youths, the record companies, get involved and divert the thing and pay off the youth them, where the youth them don't connect with the elders again. And if a tree don't have no roots, it will fall down. That's some McDonald's business. We are dealing with hard food. You know what I mean? Proper food where ancient was tried and tested our philosophy and morals and principles with ancient. But them youth, they are I try a thing with them money. And money is not the power. Money is an illusion. Because money come and money go. But when you have wisdom, that's stay for life. Yeah. And health is wealth. Look after yourself. So, yeah.
Giving thanks, Baba. Yeah, man. Yes, Baba Boom. Baba Boom, General Levi. Vuoi fare una domanda?
Vai.
Dai, facciamo adesso una domanda così in italiano. E traduce poi Ras Giulio. E sul respiro, poi, no? Il respiro del leone collegato comunque alla musica, no? Alla musica reggae. Ed è proprio il respiro consapevole, no? Credo che sia quello proprio la spinta e anche la responsabilità poi del viaggio, no? In questi 25-30 anni di musica, che ha potuto comunque continuare poi a riempire i palchi e a far ballare le persone in maniera consapevole. Anche la sente lui come responsabilità, anche in contrasto con un mondo che comunque va sempre di più verso, diciamo, una omologazione, ecco, come se la vive lui.
The brother is asking about your career now, many, many years on the stages all over the world. Do you feel it like a responsibility you have in the music business and towards the people, meaning the message and the vibration that you bring to the people? So how's your vibe about it?
I, as an individual, can just demonstrate my vibes. It's not to say you have to follow me, but all I can do is be a demonstration. If it connects with you, then we move forward. But only the Most High can be the one we can follow and take that. I can be an inspiration, you know, but I don't want to be the leader. And I'm not a leader, I'm not a prophet, I'm none of these things. I'm just a man who live my life and I do the maths and I assess what's going on and I work out my path, you know? And you're welcome to witness my path and take inspiration from my path, you know? But I wouldn't say that I am the man, you know, to follow or the king. No king business. Right now, we're just there for this. Share our knowledge, wisdom, strength, and love, and energy. Because it's been a long road, and we're still there. And what gives me the energy to know, say, we were right. In Rastafari, I was not wrong. Me follow my brother's a Rastafari. He made me come in a Rasta. My brother's 6 years older than me. Big up Winston Irie. And, yeah, Rastafari give me enough strength and knowledge and guidance to get me to where I am now. And it's just a joy to feel happy, to feel blessed. I'm still there. And we're just a start. It didn't even start yet, because we're timeless.
Wow, give thanks. Beautiful. That beautiful answer. Ciò che ci dice è che non si sente come un modello che gli altri devono seguire, non è un re, non è un leader, non è una figura che appunto deve essere seguita, ma lui vuole ispirare, vuole portare ispirazione alle persone e motivarle verso una vita differente. E lui ringrazia sempre perché nella sua vita ha incontrato Rastafari, ha incontrato questa fede e questa fede gli ha dato ispirazione e ringrazia anche suo fratello che è 6 anni più grande di lui, Winston Irie, è che l'ha portato proprio verso Rastafari e questo ha insegnato che cosa fare e cosa non fare nella vita. E questa è la sua grande ricchezza e dice che è una gioia adesso essere qui e andare in giro per il mondo e apportare questo messaggio. Yes, give thanks. I will pass the mic to Angus.
Yes, man. Now I'm going to play just a couple more tunes and then we can be on our way. We got to play this one tune, even though I know you've probably answered many questions about it in the past, but it's a big part of your history, so we play it.
Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, every genet, well, big up. And the original jungle is massive. The original dancehall jungle is there. General Levy alongside the MB. The world is in trouble. Oh, what we tell the murderer? It goes, I am the incredible general.
Real sensation with the coming. Save it for later. I don't want to start the party yet. Save it for later. Later will be greater. I don't want to start it too early. Okay.
So yeah, but just tell me a little bit about the history of that tune, how it came to be.
That tune was recorded in 1994, which is older than most of you in here right now. And it's a one take. I did it one time. Wham! One time. And when I finish a song, I say, no, 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 let's do it again, properly. They say, no, 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 keep that. We like that, we like that. Maddie, all of them has been them. I said, oh, okay. They keep it like that. It got to number 8 in the British national charts. I did Top of the Pops. It's the first jungle song to go into the mainstream charts.
All right, last tune I'm going to play. You've talked a lot about your history already, but we could have listened to this tune and heard your history. You also talked a lot about being from Northwest London, but this is with a man from South London that you know very well.
Big up, original foundation, groundation. Yeah, run the nation. Give thanks and praise.
Yeah, man, big up Medici. Patriation. Jerry,
yeah, you don't know, so I get to you now.
Patrick.
Your crew love you. General Levy says, down in the ghetto where we born and we grow. No suffering, we know. Yo, when pressure did that lick, we found our head to it.
Pull up that, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. You just remind me, you know, we need to start doing that song on the shows, you know. We need to big up that tune, you know. Don't you know the ghetto where we born and we grow. No suffering we know. Yo, we pressure dead and liquid from our head to our toe. Oh, we survive only Jah know. Yo, don't you know the ghetto where we... Big up our ghetto youth. Big up our ghetto youth. You understand? You know the thing, you know the struggle. We're never born with a spoon in our silver spoon. No silver spoon business and no nepotism. We had to work for what we had. We made it ourselves. We don't rely on family, no help out, no handout. We had to build. So big up everybody who had to build. I had to build themselves. I had to build myself. Yeah.
So yeah. Foundation rhythm, Baltimore rhythm. I mean, you wrote a book about yourself. Tell us a bit about the book.
Yeah, man, I wrote a book, but the book I wrote is before its time. You know, when you catch up on my book. My book is the whole story, but it's there for the people. And I wrote a book about my story, my journey in the music business. And people don't read books nowadays. So I had to do an audio as well. So I'm going to bring out the audio. But you know what? And I'm going to translate it into Italian and translate it into Spanish and Portuguese and different languages. But the book is before its time. I've written the book and it's done really well. But trust me, the book there, some things come out before that. A lot of stuff that I do is before its time, fam. All right, you know about the book, right? All right, they soon find out about the book.
All right, one last question from me. We talked about Harsden and the history about the Strip and everything that was going on in Harsden. And you quite recently took part in a documentary about the band Cimarron's, the first reggae band. So can you tell me a bit about how you got involved in that and why it's so important to pass on the history?
Well, when the artist used to come from Jamaica, and it's, as I said, Jetstar Records was in Harsden. I come from Northwest London, which was like a hub for reggae music. Hawkeye Records, Starlight Records, and Jetstar Records. So when the artists used to come, they used to play with Cimarron's band, was the band they used to support these artists. So Cimarron's was the bus in Tavistock, which is a community center. So Cimarron's was a foundation band that used to back a lot of Jamaican artists when they came here in the 70s. So enough respect to the Cimarron's.
Thank you very much. Do you have any more questions?
I would just like to say give thanks. Yeah, General Levi, it was a pleasure, it was a joy. And the people is expecting the pure fire. So give thanks.
Always a pleasure. And I'm looking forward to the show tonight. And prepare yourself, because we have a lot of fire for you.
Yeah, man. Allora salutiamo General Levi. Yes, Baba Boom, General Levi sul palco. E aspettatevi il fire, yeah? All right, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Yes, Papa. Blessed love. Blessed love.